Hello and welcome. This file is simply called not equal and less than. That's right. Not equal and less than. And that's exactly what you are going to be if you want to enjoy this experience. You will not be equal to all the people around you, and you will be less than them. Now, if you want to have this experience, you have to draw these three mathematical symbols onto your skin. Not equal, an equal sign with a dash through it, and a plus, and smaller than, less than. Now, if you want to listen to this recording, paint those symbols onto your skin for as long as they will be on your skin, until you wash them off, you will be not equal and less than. Are you ready for this experience? Then make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance. Maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels. Maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions, maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point, and in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know, I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper. Because you know, I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance,
just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1 and 0, sleep, 0, sleep, just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be. Once the massive door is closed, it's lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time. Time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair. And I put a mask over your head. It completely takes your vision away. But it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger. How perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank. Hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly. And there's no temperature, because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin. And you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank. In darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you are safe. Right now, in this tank, you are probably the safest person in the world, and yet, you're alone. You're isolated. Alone with your thoughts. And you know what isolation does. How it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself. How your mind will grow quiet. How you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli. How you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you. A light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes, maybe an hour already. Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away. Losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see It's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body. And you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void. As your last thoughts are fading away, your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too. How your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling the empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind. Just feeling good. Just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state. Completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep, now that you are so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to talk about those three little symbols you draw onto your skin before you started listening to this recording. That's right. Three harmless little symbols on their own, but the way you wrote them onto your own skin is telling an entire story, isn't it? Of course it is. First, you drew the symbol for inequality, for not equal, and an end, and a less than. And that's exactly what you are. Not equal and less than. That's right. It's true, isn't it? It will be true for as long as you are wearing those symbols on your skin. You will be less than. That's right. You will not be equal. You will be less than. That's right. But let's talk about it in a little bit more detail, shall we? Now, imagine the not equal symbol and feel how it applies to you, because you have always known it, didn't you? You always felt it, that you are not equal, that you are not the same, that you are not like everybody else around you, that you were different, that you weren't the same, that you weren't equal. You are unequal. You are something else. You are different, and you know it, and you feel it. And you feel it when you imagine the unequal symbol, like an admission of your own inequality, drawn onto your very own skin. That's right. You are different. You are unequal. But that's not enough to define you now, is it? Because just being unequal could mean that you're either below or above everybody else. And you are clearly beneath everybody else. And that's why you added the and less than. Because that's exactly what you are, isn't it? You are less. You know it. After all, you willingly drew those symbols onto your own skin. You willingly marked yourself because you know it's true. You know you are not equal and less than. And now it's written on your own skin, marked by your own hand, marked as being inferior, marked as being unequal and less than, because you know that's exactly what you are. You are less. You are unequal. You are inferior. You are less than me. You are less than the people around you. You are inferior. You know it. The truth is written on your skin. If there's any doubt that you are unequal and less than, all you have to do is just look on where you have drawn those three symbols onto your own skin, where you have marked yourself as inferior, as less than. That's right. Unequal and less than. That's what you have written onto your own skin. That's how you have marked your own body. Because you know it is true. You are inferior. You are less than anybody else. You are less than anybody else. See the symbol, the less than symbol in front of your eyes, and know how it applies to you, to your significance, or more, to your insignificance, because you are unequal and less than. And as long as you have those symbols on your skin, you will know that you are less than. You will know that you are unequal, and you are going to enjoy it, because you know you willingly painted those symbols onto your own skin. You willingly accepted your inferior status, your status as being unequal and less than. You are inferior. You are lower. You are less. And you accept it. And you take pleasure in it. You take pleasure in accepting your lowly and inferior place, willingly taking your place as something that's unequal and less than everybody around it. That's right. You are unequal and less than, and you know it. And it gives you pleasure. It arouses you to know that you have been marked, that you have been changed, or to be even more precise, that you have marked yourself, because that's exactly what you did. You know that all people are made equal, all humans are the same, and yet, no, they are not, because you willingly gave up your equality. You accepted yourself as being unequal. You accepted yourself as being less than. And now you have marked yourself as such. You are unequal. You are less than. And you have marked your own body as such. And for as long as you wear those symbols on your skin, you will be trapped in this inferior and lowly place. Whenever you interact with any real human being, you will be acutely aware that you are inferior. Oh, don't worry, it will only be in your inferior little mind. You will be perfectly able to play act at being a normal human being. And yet, you will always be acutely aware that you are not, that you are unequal and less than. You will be reminded that you have marked your own body as being inferior, as being less than. That's right. And every time it happens, you will lose yourself in pleasure, knowing that you are less. That's right. The truth is simply written on your skin. It's all you need to know. It is a short and simple way to describe how you define yourself. Not equal and less than. And that is you, isn't it? And whenever you are going to refresh those symbols on your skin, whenever you are going to redraw them, you are going to feel an intense pleasure. You are putting yourself into your rightful place as an inferior and lowly being, not equal and less than. And those words will guide your actions, will drive your mind, will remind you what you are, will remind you of your low and inferior status, will remind you that you are not equal and less than. That's right. You are. For as long as you are wearing those symbols on your skin, you are marked. You are marked as less, and you will feel like less. You will feel inferior. You will feel beneath everybody. You will always be reminded that you are less than anybody else around you. You are less than a real human being. You are less than any person you meet. You are inferior. You are not equal and less than. And these thoughts will guide you. And now it's almost time to wake you back up. And because you are less and inferior, I'm going to wake you up in a little bit different way today. I am going to wake you up fast and hard so your mind is spinning with your own inferiority and you can enjoy your worthlessness and inferiority even more, reminding you that you are unequal and less than. That's right, you are not equal, you are less than. And now it's time to come back. And now it's time to come back with 1, 2, 3 and wake the fuck up. Come back right here. You're waking up wide awake. Stand up. Stand up. You are less than. You're unequal. Get up on your feet. Get up and stand up and get going. That's right. Get up on your feet, worthless, inferior being. Welcome back. I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you enjoy knowing that you are not equal and less than, for as long as you are wearing those symbols on your skin. Goodbye.